You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about school trips they went on when they were younger. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Our History Society organised a trip to Kent, where we spent a fortnight digging up some Roman remains. I didn't know a thing about archaeology before, but that summer I really got interested in the subject, and the dig was fantastic. I got to know two girls, and we've become really close since then. I also fell in love with Kent. That's what I call a great trip. I'm now pretty busy making preparations for another trip. This time to Egypt. It'll be my first solo trip to join a professional team out there, and I can't wait to go. I've even learned some Arabic phrases.
Speaker 2.
One year, our geography teacher organised a ski trip to the French Alps. It was great. None of us had been skiing before, and I don't think any of us had seen such wonderful scenery before either. I thought later that if we'd learnt some of the basics about skiing before we went, it would have helped a lot, because the first week we were basically stuck in the ski school and couldn't go out on the slopes by ourselves. But in spite of all that, it was still a really good trip.
Speaker 3.
Our school had a cottage in the Lake District, where some of us went for weekends during the summer. I was about 14 when I went for the first time. It was quite nice, really, but we were a bit disappointed because we didn't realise we'd have to go walking round the mountains all day. We wanted to have more time to ourselves, just to go and look round the lakes. But of course, looking back, I can see why the teachers had to supervise us closely and make sure we kept safe.
Speaker 4.
One summer, our Spanish teacher organised a trip to Spain, which was fascinating. She knew all about the history of the country, and she'd prepared a very good programme of sightseeing tours. She taught us some good communicative language, though we didn't use it much. The area we stayed in was great. There was tons of stuff to do. The teacher gave us lots of time to explore on our own as well. The only downside was that the trip didn't go on long enough. My friends and I were really sad to come home. Hopefully, I can convince my parents to take me back on holiday there this year.
Speaker 5.
Our English teacher also taught drama, and he was really keen on us seeing as much live theatre as we could. One of my most memorable experiences was going to London to see Hamlet at the National Theatre. We stayed overnight in a youth hostel. I was about 15 and had never been to London before, so it was really exciting for me. We must have had a big discount at the theatre and the youth hostel, because I remember the whole thing only cost £35, which was pretty cheap.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
Our History Society organised a trip to Kent, where we spent a fortnight digging up some Roman remains. I didn't know a thing about archaeology before, but that summer I really got interested in the subject, and the dig was fantastic. I got to know two girls, and we've become really close since then. I also fell in love with Kent. That's what I call a great trip. I'm now pretty busy making preparations for another trip. This time to Egypt. It'll be my first solo trip to join a professional team out there, and I can't wait to go. I've even learned some Arabic phrases.
Speaker 2.
1 year, our geography teacher organised a ski trip to the French Alps. It was great. None of us had been skiing before, and I don't think any of us had seen such wonderful scenery before either. I thought later that if we'd learnt some of the basics about skiing before we went, it would have helped a lot, because the first week we were basically stuck in the ski school and couldn't go out on the slopes by ourselves. But in spite of all that, it was still a really good trip.
Speaker 3.
Our school had a cottage in the Lake District, where some of us went for weekends during the summer. I was about 14 when I went for the first time. It was quite nice, really, but we were a bit disappointed, because we didn't realise we'd have to go walking round the mountains all day. We wanted to have more time to ourselves, just to go and look round the lakes. But of course, looking back, I can see why the teachers had to supervise us closely and make sure we kept safe.
Speaker 4.
One summer, our Spanish teacher organised a trip to Spain, which was fascinating. She knew all about the history of the country, and she'd prepared a very good programme of sightseeing tours. She taught us some good communicative language, though we didn't use it much. The area we stayed in was great. There was tons of stuff to do. The teacher gave us lots of time to explore on our own as well. The only downside was that the trip didn't go on long enough. My friends and I were really sad to come home. Hopefully, I can convince my parents to take me back on holiday there this year.
Speaker 5.
Our English teacher also taught drama, and he was really keen on us seeing as much live theatre as we could. One of my most memorable experiences was going to London to see Hamlet at the National Theatre. We stayed overnight in a youth hostel. I was about 15 and had never been to London before, so it was really exciting for me. We must have had a big discount at the theatre and the youth hostel, because I remember the whole thing only cost £35, which was pretty cheap.
That is the end of part 3.